Hey guys, CrossFit White River here. Brandon and Sadie driving around on a nice afternoon. Some clouds in the sky, about 69 degrees. We've got the kids in the car and we're going to talk about reverse engineering.
Huh?
Yeah, ninjineering. We'll get to that, don't worry. Okay, so first Brandon's going to explain what reverse engineering is.
So the term reverse ninjineering comes from the original term, reverse engineering.
Right.
And reverse engineering is, let's take an iPod, a piece of technology for an example. You have an iPod and somebody wants to duplicate that piece of technology and rebuild it using their own stuff and sell it with a different name, which is pretty legit, although it can just be considered stealing.
Like idea theft, right?
Idea theft, yeah. There's some copyright things going on there, but let's take the iPod, for example. Someone wants to figure out the iPod, resell it. So they get the iPod, they take it apart carefully, they put all the pieces, you know, off to the side in order, count all the pieces, you know, measure them all, figure out what it would take to build the same thing using their own equipment rather than going through the manufacturer. And then, once you have all the pieces and you know how it was built, you just put it back together using your own parts, and boom, you have a J-Pod. And you can sell it with no fear and make all the money. So the concept of reverse engineering, we then took and applied to our own lives. Because you are a piece of technology in a way. You are a person, you have a personality and gifts and abilities. And so we took that and mixed it with the Better You concept. We talked about that in episode one. And the Better You concept, real quick, is taking the idea that God created a perfect version of yourself. He has that in his mind at all times. And he's always just continually working towards getting you to that perfect version of yourself. Now, that perfect version of yourself exists in the mind of God, which is really more real than the reality that you and I feel and see right now. But it doesn't match up with the one that you and I see right now. So we want to eventually get towards that perfect version of ourselves. And the only way to do that is to ask God who you are and figure yourself out. And then we can apply this principle of reverse engineering to you. So we called it reverse ninjineering because I like ninjas, and I like to think of myself as a ninja.
Yeah, me too.
Even though we're nowhere near ninjas, but it's just kind of a fun play on words that denotes reverse engineering with a person and with a personality.
Yeah, so how does that work for you, Brennan? Like, how do you reverse engineer yourself?
So the way my story here with this is that naturally, at least a while ago, I was afraid of everything. I used to be afraid of my dad, the dark, what people thought about me. A good example of this is that I got a cool new jacket that I liked, and I brought it to school, and someone said, "Hey, isn't that a girl's jacket?" And it wasn't. It was one of those jackets. I saw it on Smallville. I saw Superman wear it on Smallville, and I wanted it, and so I got it, but I got made fun of, and so I just tossed it. That day, it was gone. I wanted so desperately to be cool, but I was really bad at it in growing up. So I was just afraid of a lot of things, what people thought about me. But once I met Jesus and started to figure out that he did not make us to be afraid, he gave us a spirit of power, love, and self-control, and not fear, I started to realize, oh, that's not me. So I started to act as if I was someone different. I almost started to pretend, because I still felt afraid of things, but I just started to act as if and pretend that I wasn't afraid of things. Because really, I'm not afraid, because Jesus built me, and he built me not with the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I had to trick myself into acting a way that I didn't feel. So I took a complete iPod version of myself, I reverse engineered it, and I said, okay, what are the parts here, and how can I rebuild myself in the proper way?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I think I do that too, in kind of a with different struggles, obviously, but just that idea that we, or for me, like maybe I don't feel like doing something, like, gosh, I can't even think of a good example right now. But I know, I mean, actually I can. It's just in a workout, so I kind of feel,
I feel like I'm cheating. Just say it. No, it's good.
So, like, in the middle of a workout, sometimes I'm like, man, I just don't want to keep going. I just flat out don't want to keep going. It doesn't matter. I don't care about the time. But I know afterwards, like, that's not me. And I will be mad at myself if I stop, or if I don't give it everything that I have. And so in the middle of the workouts, I reverse and engineer, and I find that self, and I self-coach, and I find that self that knows that I'd be mad at myself, and I say, no, keep going with your best form possible. And so it's kind of funny, because I'm arguing with myself, and you guys probably do this all the time, but it's just a little bit of that same idea of reverse engineering. And then other times it's like, I don't feel like being nice to somebody, believe it or not. I'm like smiling, I think, hopefully. But but sometimes I just don't feel like being nice. I just want to do my own thing. But I know I actually do want to be nice. Like, deep down, later on, I'm going to wish that I had been. And so I just kind of tap into that person, and I choose to be kind, or I don't know, not say what I'm thinking in such a harsh way, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I probably sound really mean now.
I think everyone can relate to that in some capacity.
Yeah, so
that's not uncommon. So let's take this and apply it to you guys. Most of you who are listening to this have some interest in fitness. You are not entirely physical as a human being. You're spiritual as well. But let's use a physical example of this, because it represents the spiritual reality as well. So you want to be really fit. You want to be strong. You want to be fast. You want to be healthy. But you don't feel that way right now. Great. So you go to the gym and you work out. And your goal is to increase your fitness. So a lot of you guys are reverse engineering yourselves, and you don't even know it. You're taking this concept of yourself that doesn't exist yet. You're saying, how do I get to that? You're backtracking, and you're seeing your current reality and your future reality that you have in your mind, and you're seeing the gap, and you're filling in the gap. You guys are great at this. You're filling in the gap by coming to the gym and working out and working hard and sweating and bleeding. And it hurts a lot, but it's worth it, because you know that that is going to fill the gap between the old you and the new you. So this can happen on a much larger scale, not only with physical stuff like working out, but it can happen on a scale like Sadie was saying about just being kind to people. You have this version of yourself in the future that is kind. You are a really kind person. You just don't feel kind sometimes. So there's a current version of yourself, the unkind self sometimes, and a future version of yourself, which is very kind. Notice that gap. Now how do you fill it? How do you reverse engineer yourself and fill that gap? Well, self-control. Well, how do you get that self-control? Well, you need a test. You need to come to the gym and get worked out. You need to bleed and cry a little bit. It hurts to get to that perfect version of yourself, but if you can believe that that exists, you're going to be far more willing to endure some sort of pain to get there.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, there's another aspect to this that, that I hadn't put together, at least on this podcast yet, but, and that's the idea that if you're striving to be something you're not, There's a lot of anxiety involved in that. Like, you're trying to, you want to be that perfect person that isn't you yet. You're doing it because you're afraid. Like, you're afraid to not be perfect. Then there's just so much anxiety. And you're just trying to be something that you're not. And so that pretending feels like you know that anxiety feeling that I'm talking about? Like, your heart's racing a little bit and you're just trying really hard and kind of maybe failing. You're just never good enough. Like, the thought in your head is you're just never good enough. This reverse engineering concept eliminates that, because now you have that freedom to push yourself to be the best you.
The actual you, not the fake you.
Right. So, but you know that there is an actual version of yourself that is perfect. So you're not just like trying to make something up that's not there. It's just believing that is there. There is an actual iPod, and you're just taking apart the pieces and getting there instead of trying to create an iPod. You're like, oh, this with not knowing that it's even going to work, not knowing how it works.
Yeah.
But knowing that it does work and you can piece it back together after yeah. you're looking at all the parts.
So this is really a matter of one thing. It's a matter of who you are for real. Because you have so many different voices telling you who you are that you're confused. Everybody, you're human, so I know you deal with this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm confused.
Yeah. So you have yourself telling you who you are, and you lie to yourself all the time. You know you do. And then you also have parents that have maybe told you who you are, and you're really thankful for that. They may have told you some things that are not who you are. You have some friends. You have peers. You have people who are just angry and upset and insecure that have lashed out at you, and they didn't even mean what they said. They just needed someone to take out anger on, and now it's become your identity. Because you have taken it upon yourself that you are actually an idiot and that you're good for nothing. And that just has to stop right now. Yeah. So it's a matter of your identity and where you get that identity. And the only sure place to find your identity is in God, is in Jesus Christ.
Because He made you.
He made you. He's the creator of you. Why would you believe... why would you believe this dork down the street about something when you could ask
the manufacturer
of the thing? Like, the dork down the street's just like some kid walking by, some punk. He's just like, oh yeah, that house was it's really cool. It was built in this time and stuff. Why would you ask him when you could ask the actual builder of the house? That just makes sense, right? So. You have to find who you are in Christ, and I guarantee that your wheels will not keep spinning. You will not be, Sadie mentioned anxiety in trying to be someone you're not. You're not going to feel that anymore because you're actually working towards the true version of yourself. So it's efficient. It's still going to be hard, but it's not going to,
You're just going to get what you're looking for.
Yeah, you're not going to be frustrated in the end.
Yeah.
You're going to actually get the thing.
This can be really powerful for school, too. For a while, I was in school for some things that just weren't quite who I am. I was doing some, like, medical stuff, and I was working really hard at it. But, man, I was so anxious. I did okay. But it just wasn't quite me. And so, like, my classes just were driving me nuts. And I just felt like I was working really hard in the wrong direction. And a lot of people were impressed at how hard I was working, but it wasn't me. And I think that there's a lot of that when we don't know exactly who we are and we're kind of scared to admit it, or we just don't know where to look. And once I slowed down and was able to turn to God and just ask Him who am I without any like strings attached, like who am I, make sure it's really cool, and just trust that it's gonna be good and I'm gonna love whatever it is that I'm made to do because I'm made to do it.
Yeah.
And I honestly right now, being married, having my two kids and running a CrossFit gym, like this is as close as I've been able to find to like what I was made to do, and I don't have the anxiety that I used to have.
Yeah, same here. So here's the challenge for you guys. Figure out who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, you're going to be spinning your wheels in life a lot, and you're going to be frustrated a lot. Now, the goal is not just to end frustration. The goal is to meet your maker. Dun, dun, dun. that was serious, but just kind of a weird way to say it. The goal is to have a relationship with the one who created you, and it's just a byproduct that you won't be frustrated anymore. You guys are awesome. You're created with a purpose, and God wants you to figure out that purpose, but you need to ask Him about it. Don't listen to yourself. Don't listen to anything else that anyone says. You need to ask God about it. And that's a confusing topic, because where do you find that? But it's out there. The truth about you is out there. You can find it in the Bible. You can ask the Holy Spirit, and God will reveal it to you. I guarantee 100%. You ask, He will answer.
All right. We love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Adios.
Peace.